Hey there, thanks for coming. Take a seat.
Time to retire to the drawing room.
Over the last few years, Sal Kimber has become a firm favourite on the festival circuit, carving out a reputation as a great songwriter and storyteller. She joins me now for a couple of songs, her Friday fave as well. Welcome.
Hi.
Are you afraid of the C word?
Well, there are many C words
there
that I'm afraid of, but if you're talking about country.
Yeah, I'm talking about country, of course.
Yeah, I am. But if you put an A and another word in front of the C with an A, alternative country, then it's not so scary.
I'm so glad I didn't clarify more and just let that
there. No, but I know that my mum might listen to this and pretty
well,
sure
you'd hope
she did. Yeah, she's not a fan of the other C words.
No, she wouldn't be. No mummies. Are you, how do you feel about the labelling? Are these genres relevant still or are they meaningless?
I think sometimes it helps people when they're going to go buy a CD or they're at a festival and they're looking up the booklet, and it makes it easier for the person writing the booklet, perhaps.
It does help. It gives you a guide of where this might sit.
Yeah. I think country music, essentially, it's a little bit like folk music, like it's singing about sense of place and community and sharing stories. And I think at one point people sort of attached instruments to it, like banjos and then twangy voices. And then I think money's had a little bit to do with it. It's become a lot more pop. Yeah, whereas if I think of the real country that I love, often it's sense of place and community and it doesn't really have a distinct sound. So,
tell us about the kind of country you love. Does it have to be alt country, or is it sort of, are you a kind of great connoisseur of a broad range of country?
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of James Taylor. A lot of people would say he's a folk artist, but I'd say he's a country artist.
Why James Taylor? Is part of the reason because he's such a good storyteller?
Storyteller, but also I think my dad is, so my dad's a musician and a songwriter, and he's very particular about having voices where they articulate lyrics so you can hear what they're talking about. So we grew up listening to a lot of artists that are good at articulating themselves, so we never listened to Bob Dylan. Never.
Not an articulator.
No. And so James Taylor is like the master of articulation. You can hear every single word that he's, September grass or whatever. So,
Sally, you are now, do you consider yourself a great articulator as a result of your father's indoctrination?
Perhaps. Because he grew up also sharing his love for, you know, singing about where you're from. So don't sing about America if you haven't been there. Sing about Yakandanda, because that's what you know, and try and sing it using those correct expression. So I think I grew up with singing with quite an Australian accent, and maybe over time I've sort of disappointed him maybe a little bit, not articulating things as clearly, just trying
dumping
to have a bit
the
more
Australian
fun. Perhaps just sort of smoothing it over a little.
Smoothing the Australian. I think that's really interesting because I've got to say I'm a great fan of hearing strong Australian accents in music. It's a sense of identity.
Yeah.
So that's probably what he was coming from too. But you say you've kind of, you know, shifted that a bit. Why?
Not dramatically. Like on the new album that we've recorded, there's quite a few songs that have sense of place, and one of them's Bruang, which is the river, Ovens River. So I went back and tried to get the correct Indigenous pronunciation of that name. But then there's a few songs that it's actually a lot easier to sing sometimes with a bit of a twang, or actually the vocal cords kind of, they smooth over and fold a little bit easier. A lot of Australian vowels sort of end a bit punchy.
So did your father teach you everything you know about songwriting and being a musician?
He taught me like four chords on the guitar. I had to go get lessons somewhere else. And he still only plays really four chords on the guitar.
You only need four chords.
But yeah, he definitely, like growing up, we were writing all the time. And I guess it's a funny thing because I check in with myself often around like a day job. I'm a youth worker and lots of other passions that I have. And, you know, music is one of them. And sometimes I have to check in and go, would I want to make this a full-time career, or is it, I'm just so used to doing it because I've done it since I was a kid. And I just would not go through a period where I wouldn't write songs or have a little sing-along with my friends. So it's sometimes actually booking a tour and going on the road is the part that's the weird part. It's not like it's forced, but it's, you know, very planned.
It takes a lot of planning. Let's get to the song that you're going to play for us,
yeah.
Stumble in the Dark. It's a single from the forthcoming album. What do you want us to listen to when we hear this song?
Yeah, I mean, my sister and I wrote this song together. Yeah, I guess historically, like I have written a few songs about other people's experience of darkness, but never really, I've written about yearning, but this was a song where I kind of really wanted to touch on and express that, you know, I can experience darkness and let's go to that place. And instrumentally, like, it sort of, it goes there too. So, yeah.
Let's hear the song. This is Sal Kimber, a song called Stumble in the Dark, a single from a forthcoming album.
Come the dark, come the dark, the dead of night. And I will meet you on the other side of town. And I will hold your body still, I'll hold it tight. I will not let you go till you tell me so. Come the fight, come the fire, the holy heat. Sweat of skin and all desire and not much sleep. Hear that thunder, feel that rain, let it take you there. I will not let you go, babe, will not let you go. And I was always waiting for you to come find me. And you were always waiting for me to come home. 'Cause we are nothing without love, without love. Find the pieces of the heart that ain't giving up. 'Cause we are nothing without love, without love. Come the morning, come the morning, and all is still. And my heart is beating wide with all its will. Feel that tide pull you under, let it take you in. I will not let you down, will not let you go.
Find the pieces of the heart that ain't given up. We are nothing without love, without a light. We stumble in the dark here, we stumble hard. We stumble in the dark here.
That's Sal Kimber with Stumble in the Dark, her single from her forthcoming album. Do you actually enjoy making albums? Or we were talking about this off air, let's be honest, yeah. or the performing?
I'd say the creating, definitely.
The making.
The making. the writing songs. My best friend had a 40th birthday party on the weekend, and I just put the word out to all her like close friends and said, you guys should all sing one of her favourite songs and let's just have a sing-along. And definitely highlight of my year. It was so much fun. So creating and making albums, like, it's a beautiful process, being able to see things come to life and being able to invite your friends in to, you know, add a bit of violin or a few harmonies. It's quite beautiful.
And so you, like, enjoy the collaborating nature.
Absolutely.
And you're saying your sister co-wrote that song with you, yeah. And she also plays piano.
She plays piano and accordion, and she plays a little bit of xylophone live and does harmonies. And, like, definitely I love playing live.
You're like the Partridge Family. You're
like all kind of... A bit like the Partridge Family, only there's one other sister there that doesn't like singing in public.
Oh, so there's always one.
Yeah. And Mum is the dancer. She likes to dance.
So you've got the whole thing.
Yeah. I definitely do love playing live, but definitely in the context of collaboration. So the drummer in our band, her name's Kat, and she's the funnest musician. Like, she's so captivating and she makes me jealous. I feel like I picked the wrong instrument. I would love to be a drummer. And so much so, we have a t-shirt that says, I love the drummer. And yeah. They just sell like hotcakes. Those t-shirts sell better than...
Of course they do. Do you remember when you were in high school and always the cool kids said, I like the drummer in that band?
Yeah. But always.
I was always so formulaic, just the front man or woman was the one for me. And
you should always actually date the drummer or the bass player because they're like solid, you know.
Yeah, solid. Now, you're here to introduce us to someone or a song that has inspired you in some way. You've chosen Rose Cousins.
Yeah.
Tell us about Rose Cousins.
Rose is an artist. I first saw her play live in Mullumbimby at the Mullumbimby Music Festival. And a couple of friends had said, oh, you should go see Rose. She's really amazing. She's totally your sort of artist. She's completely self-deprecating and hilarious, but then when she starts singing, her voice is so powerful and her lyrics are pretty... A lot of the songs she sings are pretty sad and dark. Like, she gets a lot of songs on Grey's Anatomy and the scenes where people die.
Yeah, so she's good.
She's great. And then I got to know her as a friend, and yeah, now she's like, she's a close friend now. I guess getting to know that person behind that depth of the lyrics, and she's...
So you've chosen the song, The Darkness.
The Darkness.
Why this song?
Well, I guess it's, yeah, I guess when I met her, I was around the time where I was, you know, I'd been writing a lot of songs that channeling yearning, maybe about a lover, and I guess Rose, a lot of her music sort of describes darkness, but it doesn't have to be this sad thing. It can just be, you know, we all experience darkness, and often if you can go to that place, then the lightness is even... and greater. I know that's such a cliche. But
no, life is about contrast.
Yeah, absolutely. And she just paints it so beautifully. And I think after that, her album, We Made a Spark, I wasn't so scared to write about those dark times. And I think Stumble in the Dark, sort of saying that. The chorus is a little bit lighter, but I was able to say, you know, we all can feel really, really crap at times and we can come out the other end and it all passes and we'll experience beauty and terror. So, yeah, that's why I love Rose as a songwriter. You can sit in the bath and have a good old cry and then a laugh at the same time. So I chose The Darkness. There's a lot of songs on there that are really sad. This one instrumentally isn't actually very sad at all. It's quite uplifting. But the lyrics are quite educating, I guess, around experiencing darkness.
Let's do that. Okay. Thanks for joining us. Let's hear it now. This is The Darkness by Rose Cousins.
Take a light into the darkest and know the light. To know the dark, go into the dark. You can lock the door, yeah, you know how. You can stay alone, you're so proud, but you can't keep the dark.
You're listening to The Darkness by Rose Cousins, and that wraps up another week for The Drawing Room and RN Drive. Thanks to the production team this week. RN Drive's executive producers are Dina Rosendorf and Beverly Wang. I'm back Monday at 6, but if you want to catch up on any of our interviews from this week and beyond into history, head to the RN Drive homepage where you can download all of our audio or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'd love for you to subscribe to our podcast. That's why I'm always encouraging it. That way you can catch up on things that you've missed and really pick and choose your favourite stuff. Now it's time for Future Tense with Anthony Fennell. Have a great weekend.